We can see you've gotten lazy now that you've got a girlfriend with the gym stuff.
What? What? How dare you, man? I still look so good. My pants
are so no soft.
I am not soft.
Everything's running smoothly.
Man, I'm starting to get a little mad at you, Pete.
I don't get mad.
Starting this show off aggressive. I was ready to say hello, good morning, happy Monday. My name is Hartzell Peter Sweeney across the line for Casey Morgan Show. No, we're doing video now. We got this Zoom recording.
That's
and
right.
Pete, right before I hit record, says, looking kind of soft there. How dare you, sir?
The thing we're always going to do on this show is call a spade a spade. And with that, I'll let you know, it's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. Happy Monday. What is it, April 27th? We're actually approaching May. Can you believe
whatever,
that, May?
Man. I don't even care anymore. Whatever. Cool.
We're almost one-third of the year done. Think
imagine
about
that. I'm thinking about it. Cool. Man, seriously. How?
What?
I'm just wearing black, all right? Black is slimming.
Maybe black isn't
that's
your
why.
Color.
No, listen, black is my color. Have you seen Hamlet? That man was fashion forward. He wore all black, and it's a good look. And I think it's a good look for me. I think it's just slimming.
Sure.
So you can't see the biceps.
I mean, when I was coming in to the studio still before COVID and everything happened, I you know, every day I'd say, who is this giant? And I'm just, I don't know, I'm looking on the Zoom right now, and I just, where did my giant go?
You know what, Pete?
It was like Pete the Beanstalk, and now it's just Pete in the stock.
When you see me next, not only are you going to be blown away by how huge I still am, I'm going to punch you square in the face. Square. In between the eyes.
That won't feel good, but I'll give you some real feel for today.
Oh, I forgot we didn't even get to that, did we? Pete, before you piss me off, get to that.
Real feel.
High 50s. in the morning as you're waking up. We got some rain, but that should be over by 9 a.m. in Kansas City and lead away to some sun. So that's nice, right? We like the sun. High 76, low 58 today on
Tuesday. I'm not happy with you.
So we got AM thunderstorms in the morning today. And then on Tuesday, we have PM thunderstorms, high of 75, low of 52. And then we'll be back with you on Wednesday. But that gives you a good idea of the forecast. My weekend was good. Thank you for asking. It was busy as all hell. I was explaining to you before we got on. This is one of the tougher weekends of the year with the NFL draft. We're through it. And now especially because of everything that's going on and how we're doing everything from home, there won't be a busy weekend like this until what will be training camp. And we're going to stay tuned and see how that goes. No sport is back yet. And this stuff goes quick. I mean, like I was just joking about it, it's going to be May and we're going to blink and it's going to be late July, early August, and we're going to be back and supposed to be ready to go. And we'll see if everything is a go and we'll see if the team can even meet. Right now they're going through virtual training camp. So we'll go more into the draft during our sports section, but that's where I'm at. I'm actually a little bit relieved. I should get my sleep back here in the coming days, which will be fun. Which will be fun.
You don't look bad. I expected you to look a lot more,
disheveled.
Disheveled.
Look at you. Oh, my God. Unreal.
Look at that. See, we're at the point now in this podcast that we are finishing each other's
sentences. Yeah, no
sandwiches.
Doubt.
Yes, so everything's going well.
Peanut butter jelly is my preference on sandwich. I do also like roast beef. For those out there who want to send the show a sandwich.
You look like a Reuben kind of guy, if I'm being totally real with you.
I'll mix up with some Reubens. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt about it. There's a good Reuben at the Plaza West called The Bar. The Plaza West. Is that?
I think it's just The Bar, isn't it?
They're still open right now doing takeout. So if you're in the mood for a Reub, that's the place to go. They have turkey Reubens as well.
Uh-huh.
This isn't, they don't pay us a cent. This is just
we're still, We're still in the placeholder studios. That placeholder means that anybody could come and.
It should be the Ruben. It should be the Ruben Studios. Now that you mention it.
Sure. Everybody gets one, so they now know how that sounds. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go ahead and contribute, again, the placeholder studios here in Unlabeled Music Services in Westport, MO. That's me, Pete. You're in, where you at, church or house? Y'all settled down in the new apartment?
Not too far away. My move halted for the draft. So I'm still probably about 60 or 70%. So I'm going back to the moving stuff pretty much now that the draft is over. I've ordered a couple pieces of furniture I have to build.
I was excited until you said have to build.
Yeah, so that's this week's project. I was telling you I gotta do some errands and I'm actually to build this stuff, I'm going to go to Ace Hardware today and I'm going to be purchasing a drill. Yeah.
Do you know how to use that? Do you know what it looks like? Do you know what aisle you're going to? Do you know when's the last time you've been to Home Depot? Let's just start there. I feel like that's the first question.
I'm an Ace guy. You know, we talked about
when's the last time you've been to a hardware store in general? You don't look, and no offense, Pete, but this is why we're friends. Okay, Christmas.
I got lights.
We're friends because I also feel like you're someone who does not do manual labor. You like to moisturize. Look at you. You got some clear spectacle frames. You're somebody who enjoys the luxury of life. We don't need any of this calluses on our hands.
Some say I have porcelain skin. It's been told to me before. I'm a porcelain angel.
Who told you that? Who told you that?
So, yes, this is not a drill. I'm going to get a drill, and it's going to help me with what?
What was that?
What are you talking about? It's hammer time. So it's exciting. I'm going to be heading to Ace Hardware. I'm going to get a drill. It'll be hammer time. It'll just help me. You know, you get these things from IKEA, and I ordered a couple things from Wayfair, and you do it with the screwdriver, and by the end of the day, you got carpal tunnels. If that can't even use your hands for anything fun anymore. So I believe the drill will help. I hope I don't lose a finger.
No, you'll be fine, man. You'll be fine. Because just doing furniture, right? Like, it's not like you're putting a bunch of holes in the wall, right? Right. Right? So you're just putting the furniture back together?
Yeah, not yet. I am going to be looking at Ace Hardware, too. That reminds me. I'm going to write this down on my list. This is how overwhelmed I am with stuff going on.
Hold on. You want me to put together a what? Say you wanted to do a...
No.
I won't do it. I won't do it.
Scared me. But yeah, I need to write that down, actually.
I wouldn't do that to you.
You know that company called...
You know what? You just made the list.
Sorry, back to you.
Oh, you scared me.
Hey, happy Monday. Happy Monday, Pete. We're back. We are back.
Yeah, I'm overwhelmed now.
Can I ask you a question? I don't want you to take it too personally, but I see that you've got your setup, and I like your setup. You got your Mahomes cereal in the background. You got the Chiefs. Right. Looks like Super Bowl DVD. I'm just looking at your rig because I've seen you on TV recently. You've been doing some hits since we've been under quarantine. Everyone's got the background for Zoom.
That's right.
So my question, and again, don't take this wrong way, but when you stay at your girlfriend's residence, do you do any hits over there, or do you have to say, "Hey, babe, I gotta run in the house real quick, but I'll be back later"?
The only thing I could really do anywhere right now is jokes at noon. I mean, I could do that in my sleep.
Thank God that there's nothing holding us back from jokes at noon.
I didn't do it at all last week, and I had quite a few people reaching out saying, "Pete, where's JAN?" And we're going to try to bring it back today. I know the people have been missing it, and so I'm going to try to tap back into that. But yeah, I have to be at the home base to do this. This background, actually, I find it kind of stinks. It's just a temporary background. That's another thing I'm building. I'm building out like one of those bookshelves, and I got this. I'll tell you about this. And so you see it on NFL Network where the guys will do these video hits. I've got a green screen, so I'm gonna put that on the wall, and then I'm putting a bookshelf in front of it. So the green screen is gonna give me It'll give me fake brick.
I didn't even think about that, to put a green screen up in the house.
Yeah, it'll give me fake brick, and then I'm gonna get a bookshelf and a plant. And I think it'll look good. But
honestly not bad. That's not
Thanks.
Too bad.
Thank that's you.
Bad. Just don't wear a green shirt because I will absolutely Photoshop right now, all kinds of things on there.
Right now I'd have a brick shirt on. So that wouldn't be more, for those who can't see us and don't watch any of our videos, I am wearing a green Kelly's. shirt
because right the streak now. Continues. Kelly's has to get a plug on the show, even in quarantine. Place hasn't been open up in how long, but still, Kelly's finds a way to get a plug on the show. Again, the placeholder studios and then label music services.
This is the sad thing as we talk about this COVID stuff, because Kelly's is a Kansas City institution. They're going to be fine. I'm sure they're taking out a loan or something like that, and they're going to be right back. There are places that are closing for good. Parkway on the Plaza is the latest store in that corner store that's not coming back. And I've heard rumblings of a few places not coming back. I heard that Kansas Hall may not be coming back and stuff Kansas like
done, that. Which is a bummer, man, because that's where I go see some of my wrestling shows. Some of the pop-up indie professional wrestling, they had it at Kansas Hall. It was a good look too. It was a good time. So that's a big time bummer. I just found that out. I found it on Facebook. So yeah. To see that.
I've seen a couple of these things on Facebook too, and it's just been commented. It hasn't been official announcement. So I'm wondering, but the Parkway one was. That was in the Kansas City Star. So I'm wondering how many do we not know about? Like how many of these Kansas City restaurants and bars and that people enjoyed are just they can't come back because they used all their money to try to, get
well, that's what I'm worried about here, man, because especially when you get back in the studio driving through Westport, I'm just nervous that we're going to get, like you said, storefronts that have that lease sign at the front of the door. So maybe we can take this, and I hope no one takes this the wrong way, but we could see this as an opportunity.
What's that?
I think that you and I need to maybe diversify a little bit.
You want to open a bar?
I would like to open up a bar.
Yeah.
I would like to open up a bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would do that. I would just be afraid of what's in the heart. So like what would be in that drink? It'd be like a mind eraser. I mean,
what are you trying to say?
I don't know.
I'm a classy broad. I doing champagne for days.
Mine would be, I've been on a Michelada kick where you put a Mexican style lager in Bloody Mary mix. Oh, I mean, that is a Sunday drink right
Whoa.
There.
Whoa, Pete, that was my brunch drink yesterday. I had Corona and Bloody Mary mix.
Yeah. I've been on a Modelo. And speaking of that, I've been watching your social media, Hartzell.
I didn't say we had to take this turn. We can go ahead. Go straight to the news if you want to. Let's go to the news.
I'm in charge of throwing it to that. So I'm just going to say this. You are enjoying the quarantine more than I thought you would. And I'll leave it at that. Let's do some news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Yeah! One more time. Yeah!
That's right.
I love when I get a chance to nail it, and there's like a little reverb that happens in my throat. That's how you know you brought it.
Long and strong, far and wide, tickle in your pickle. It is the news.
Let's do the news. By the way, Pete, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you, man. Why are you trying to get me in trouble?
With what?
I am a public servant. I have been practicing safe social. Can't even say it. That's how you know I'm practicing it. Social distancing, man.
I'm going to be conservative here and say the jury is still out. whether or not that's true.
Well, I had to go. I had to watch the show with somebody. You know, we had our live stream of our concert this weekend.
That's right. Baseball.
It was actually super cool. Probably one of the best things we've ever done. Live streamed the entire
concert. I wish I could have watched
that. I'm trying to find a copy of both nights that maybe you and I could watch, Pete. Mm. A little PDC swinging. The C stands for concert season.
That's me. Mr. Concert is what they call me sometimes.
It's true.
I'm hoping that when COVID does get by, that Dave books Kansas City. We haven't had a Dave concert in a few years here.
Yeah, so. When is the last time Dave Matthews?
I think it was 18.
18 to Starlight, wasn't it? I think so.
Yeah, and I usually try to get some tickets to see good old friend Dave, and hasn't been here in a bit.
I want to get some tickets to see you do a freestyle on Friday. A fire freestyle on your KC Morning Show. That happens every Friday, but this is Monday. Which means that Pete's going to set us off right at the beginning of the week. You're a bookend for the news, Pete. Mm-hmm. Think about that. You set us up on Monday and you freestyle on Friday.
I love the news, and I'm a diehard newsman now. As long as you know that that's the case, then it'd be good to go here on the KCMS.
Is a newsman. Let's do the news, man. Peter, give me a letter before we do this, huh? Let's just start this thing off right the way we do it on your KCMS. My name is Hartzell.
Okay. Pete,
give me a letter.
X.
God, can you be gentle, man? Look at you. Now you're getting knocking my headphones off. Right. X.
Okay. All right. How about we'll change it. How about we go to V?
V. Peter V. Swain. The V stands for vivacious today. You're very vivacious today. Usually we start when we talk about COVID. I like starting kind of big picture, like doing a national, but I think today I want to start super local.
Coronavirus cases continue to spread across both sides of the state line. We've seen more than 2,100 cases in the Kansas City metro alone. More than 3,200 in the state of Kansas, and Missouri has topped 7,000 cases.
So I wanted to lead with that, Pete, get a little numbers in perspective, because as we keep going on every day, how are we going to reopen the country? That's basically the conversation. Is it the right conversation? That's a conversation to be had with somebody else. Got to do it there. But the general consensus now is testing.
As some states take steps to reopen, the race is on to ramp up testing for coronavirus across the country. Since late January, more than 4.6 million total tests have been performed, but some experts say more than 5 million tests per day are really needed to safely reopen the economy by summer.
Some scientists are calling it a COVID testing breakthrough, a supervised but self-administered test for coronavirus from a sample of your saliva.
Think about the opportunity around saliva, it can change the game. It's low risk. It's a different set of supplies that are needed.
So there you go. Testing. Like, apparently there may even be some new forms of testing that could be a game changer. And Kansas City hopping on board. Did you see this tweet from Mayor Q last night? Pete, 4 locations in the metropolitan area offering free COVID-19 testing, which is huge. And they're saying now that you can get a test even if you're not exhibiting any symptoms, which for the longest time you had to have symptoms before you get a test. 4 locations. If you got a pencil, write it down. But this is a podcast, so you can just, you know, back up and get it later. Antioch Crossing, Sunfresh, Prospect, the Endeavor Academy Charter School, and then the Independence Boulevard Christian Church in Gladstone Boulevard. So, and it's all posted online. I think the health department also has it posted. So don't come to me for specifics. They've got you covered.
I've got just 2 quick points on this. One, I'm ready to find out if I have the antibodies because I feel like I might have had some kind of strain.
I'm positive at some point we had it.
And I think it'd be good for people to find out. I think that's how you're going to be able to see, all right, if you have the antibodies, then we can get maybe going, and maybe most people do. I don't know. Who knows how that's going to go. And number 2, I just wanted to make sure you heard them right, Hartzell. They said saliva, not satvia. And I think that's important for you to know.
You mean sativa? Are you getting the words right? Come on, man. God, what a poser.
Look, that's not my game, pretty obviously. Couldn't even get the right joke off.
The KC Missouri Health Department setting up 4 pop-up testing sites, and that's going to be happening Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, testing is free, but people do need to register in advance online. The president was trying to be on cleanup duty even as he was talking about a disinfectant. See what I did there?
No, I was asking a question sarcastically to reporters like you just to see what would happen. Now, disinfectant for doing this, maybe on the hands, would work. And I was asking the question of the gentleman who was there yesterday, Bill, because when they say that something will last 3 or 4 hours or 6 hours, but if the sun is out or if they use disinfectant, it goes away in less than a minute.
I'm convinced. Listen, comedy's not for everybody. Much like you, Pete, you struggled with that punchline a few seconds ago. Some people, comedy just goes over their head.
That's right.
You know,
I'm part of that. And there's no doubt about it. Mr. President is as well. And I would just suggest at this point, maybe do one a week. Do one of these updates a week. This
press conference stuff.
Yeah, this daily or every couple days or whatever it is too much. It it creates problems for it. Like, it, that would be what I would say. I mean, like, all right, instead of doing this every day, this is going poorly for me most times. Maybe I do it once every 3 or 4 days. I'll give my updates, take a few questions, and then give it to Fauci on the couch or that other. Who's the new lady that's up there with him now?
Burks, Dr. Burks.
Doc Burks.
And it's rumored that Doc Burks might be taking over the HHS, the Health and Human Services, but it appears that he was only joking. Only right. joking. Nothing to see here.
Well, it wasn't funny. And he's got to go back to the drawing board with his skit and his tour. Yeah.
You know, you just can't go up there and bring in a new set of material and expect it to land. Like, he had to have workshopped this. So what he should have done, Mr. President, you should have ran some of these jokes over like in a cabinet meeting or maybe on Air Force One or, you know, maybe read a few to Melania and see how it works before you start, you know, throwing out stuff to clearly reporters who aren't going to get the joke.
It'll be a few years before he's playing the Apollo, and that we know now.
Oh, Pete, sports, early sports tease, because you're a sports guy. It looks like early reports are saying that perhaps the NBA might be trying to open up, because that's basically when it felt real for me. When this whole thing felt like, uh-oh, y'all, we might be going through some things, was when the NBA suspended the rest of the season. And as of now, you know, it's still suspended, but they're trying to open this thing back up. And in those states that are loosening some of those stay-at-home guidelines, apparently the NBA is trying to find them states, and they're trying to run it back. Run it back!
The NBA, one step closer to getting its season back. Sources telling ESPN some practice facilities will reopen Friday for individual workouts in states that are relaxing restrictions.
They would prefer that a player would be in one of their own facilities, which they can keep clean, that they can keep much safer.
Players can return to team facilities in states such as Georgia for voluntary, that's right, voluntary, individual workouts as soon as next week. They're starting like as early as perhaps this Friday, but it still says that teams are going to be prohibited from holding group workouts or any type of organized team activities outside of, like, you know, a Zoom chat or something like that.
As long as it's safe, right? And I think we've said this on a few shows ago that this is maybe something that people didn't realize. You can't blink and then turn the NBA back on. Same thing with Major League Baseball. You need to say, okay, so this is the date where the economy and the world is back. Now you need to have a training camp again. The NBA teams need to work out again. You can't just go from 0 to 60, proverbial, especially
right.
in baseball. Baseball more so than basketball. Basketball, I feel like guys could be ready if they needed to after a week of workouts. Throwing a baseball has been a proven non-natural thing to do with your body. Mm. So they got to get themselves in shape so they don't throw out their arms, essentially. And so you almost need a month before baseball can start once they give the okay. And I think basketball, they said, was 20 days. So they're just starting this process. I bet what they're trying to do is say, all right, let's get this camp done most of May and then aim for potentially June.
I feel like in a different era, we would say, hey, we need to take a break. Why are we rushing this?
I don't know if it's the times we're in as much as it is just the sheer money involved. It's just amazing how much money sports makes, and they're getting hit. I mean, you see, and I think that's why there's such a rush with these politicians, and because if you start impacting the money, that's the key to everything. Like we even say in sports, right? So something breaks, and you see that. To find out who is saying the information, you quickly say, well, who does this information benefit?
Right.
And
right.
Usually that comes down to who's making money or who could make money from this news getting out. And you could quickly find out who is leaking the information. For example, during last NFL season, all of a sudden it was out there that Tom Brady was selling his house and so on and so forth.
Right.
That information can only come from Tom Brady. So you started
to Giselle.
Yeah, Miss Giselle. And right. you start to put the pieces together and say, well, Tom is leaking that information. So, yeah, a roundabout way. I don't know if it's the times as much as people maybe are more so connected with the bottom line. And the NBA having to completely pause their season and not resume and just say, forget about all of those games that you guys paid money for is just not a good look. So they're trying to figure out a way to at least crown a champion and you know, good on them. As long as everyone stays safe, that I think that's a good thing.
And maybe you're right, man. I think you might have said it even in between there. You didn't realize it. Maybe it's just because we're just so connected now that we have to have our people and our things when we want it. I don't know. Follow-up story. I love when we follow up on your KC Morning Show because that means that we have the stick-to-itiveness to not just give it to you once. We follow through to see if it came to fruition. New music on Friday from the Rolling Stones. It was Living in a Ghost Town. I listened to that song a lot this weekend because it is just legitimately a good song. And so Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, they went on Zane Lowe's Apple Music show. And the Stones and the Beatles, Mick and Paul, good friends. They love each other. But there is a bit of a rivalry, as there should be. It's, you know, the Beatles versus the Stones. Paul McCartney said recently that he always thought that the Beatles were better. He said the Stones were rooted in blues. And this is what McCartney told to Howard Stern. When they are writing stuff, it had to do with the blues. We had a little bit more, we had a little more influences. Oh, shots fired. There's a lot of differences. I love the Stones. But I'm with you. This is him talking to Howard Stern. The Beatles were better. So that was Paul. And this was what Mick Jagger had to say about the Beatles.
The Rolling Stones, a big concert band in other decades and other eras when the Beatles never even did an arena tour with a decent sound system, that they broke up before that even that business started. So that business started in 1969 and the Beatles never experienced that. Yeah, they played in and they did a great gig, and I was there in Shea Stadium. But, you know, the Stones went on, we started doing stadium gigs in the 70s and still doing them now. So, you know, that's the real big difference that the between these two bands, that one band is unbelievably, luckily, still playing in stadiums, and the other band doesn't exist.
Oh, I know they say they're friends and everything, but that line at the end, Mick, you didn't have to do them like that.
Hopefully, Paul McCartney had his sunglasses on for all that, because that was some serious shade. And
it's kind of chilly in here now, all that shade.
The answer, obviously, between Mick Jagger and Paul McCartney for who's the best artist is Billy Joel. And we can all agree on that.
Let's do, okay, how much time we got, Pete? How much time we got? We got time for one or two.
Yeah.
We're doing okay?
Yeah.
Well, let's see if we can't find a way to find a hustle like this one. Have you heard the story about Wimbledon?
This year's Wimbledon was scheduled to take place from June 29th to July 12th, but the outbreak of the coronavirus forced it to cancel, the first time since World War II. However, Action Network reported that the organisers are set to receive a whopping $141 million payout thanks to the coronavirus pandemic insurance policy it has paid a total of $34 million for.
So yeah, Wimbledon about to make some money off of the COVID-19 pandemic, but they did it the right way. They have been paying a $2 million pandemic insurance every year for the last 17 years, and look at that.
How about
that? Off. That's what they say. Kids, get insurance. Pandemic insurance.
That's that, and it's tough to joke about, but I'm going to do it anyway. That's where you go, turn to the restaurants, and you this guy walks in and is selling cheap pandemic insurance, and everyone rolls their eyes. Hey, you really need this pandemic insurance. You never know when there's going to be a pandemic, and most people say, hey, get the hell out of my bar and restaurant.
Get out of here.
And now, Roger, the pandemic insurance guy, is laughing his way to the bank, baby.
Easy, medium, or hard? What you got? Then we're going to our last story in your news block. My name's Hartzell. Pete, across the line. How you feeling, man? Easy, medium, or hard?
I need
remember, easy it's today. A Monday. Okay, there we go. My man wants an easy. Then let's do this one. Let's hit this button. This is work. This is pretty easy. World War II veteran. So I put on this show sheet, WW2 hits number one.
Walk on, walk on the wind.
Yeah, I feel like maybe there has to be some some setup.
What are you talking about?
Because I swear it's an adorable story. I swear, as much as that didn't sound the best. Captain Tom Moore is the World War II vet. He raised over $50 million, which is insane, $50 million for charity by walking on his back patio. Who knew it was that simple, man? God, again, we have to find a hustle. He now has the claim of having a number one single. A bunch of healthcare workers sang Jerry and the Pacemakers, You'll Never Walk Alone. And it was recorded. This is the UK, so obviously they do stuff a little bit weird over there. And he's featured heavily on it. So now he, because of his featuring credits, can now say that he is the oldest person to ever have a number one hit single in the UK. And Peter, his birthday is this Thursday, where he will be turning 100 years old.
Happy birthday.
My man's got some bars. Let's listen to it one more time. Now that you have the setup, and you know what's going to, you know, you kind of get an idea where this is going.
Yeah.
Now we can play this audio. Though your dreams be tossed and blown. It's adorable. You'll never walk alone.
It's beautiful.
Stop it.
I'm happy that you, I'm happy that you played that for us.
Stop it. It was sweet. That guy sounded adorable. And he's a champion now. He's number one.
But I think you're walking alone here on this one, because I am not a fan of that song. And you can eat it.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
Sween.
That's my name.
Your S Sween. The S stands for Peter. Take me to sports.
Sports and sex appeal. Welcome in. It is the end of draft weekend, and we ended up with six new drafted Chiefs. Right. Oh, so this is wild. We have new Chiefs players, new sports news. Exciting, exciting. I'm going to run through them quickly.
You got running through them.
Running back, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Linebacker, Willie Gay Jr. Offensive lineman, Lucas Niang. Cornerback, Lejarius Sneed. Defensive end, Mike Dana. And Hartzell, you like this guy. Mm-hmm. Cornerback, Bo Pete Keys.
Woo-wee!
The guy, I like that so much. The cornerback from Tulane, Bo Pete Keys, he goes by Takarius. But his nickname is Bo Pete, and we asked him about it on the call, and he goes, his mother only calls him Takarius when he's in trouble. Everyone else calls him Bo Pete. And so I was saying to some friends, I mean, my name is Pete. Call me Bo Pete Sweeney. That is a name that works for me. The premier pick here was Clyde Edwards-Helaire, because you're here in the NFL. We know how explosive the Chiefs offense is, right? And by comparison, and it's a little unfair because of how good the offense is with Mahomes, the defense of the Chiefs is always going to feel weaker. So everyone thought the Chiefs would be going defense in this draft. Instead, they go running back. And so they take this LSU running back who is really good. He can catch the ball. Andy Reid loves these running backs who can catch. And now it's made the Chiefs offense even scarier. So, you know, we're just a year removed from the best offense in the NFL. They were really good. I think they were top three last year. And now the rich get richer. You saw some of the other teams in the AFC West. They're trying to get speed guys, like the Broncos did a really good job surrounding your boy from Mizzou, Drew Lock, with some speedy receivers. And what was apparent in this draft, what was apparent is everybody is trying to more or less copycat the Chiefs. So Chiefs fans faced years of misery, and now they are the cream of the crop. They've become the model where teams are getting speedy receivers. They're trying to surround their quarterbacks, like the Philadelphia Eagles did this too, with guys who run a 4.3 40-yard dash. The Raiders, and everyone hates the Raiders in this town, rather than taking the more talented receiver, they took Henry Ruggs off the board first, who is the closest you can get to Tyreek Hill in this draft class. So it really feels like the Chiefs are in people's heads in this class. The linebacker at number two was important for the Chiefs. His name is Willie Gay Jr. The Chiefs have needed a speed linebacker, and he might have been available in the second round because he had some problems in college when it came to getting suspended for some cheating. He punched his quarterback in the face.
Oh, okay. Nice.
We know he won't be punching Patrick Mahomes in the face, so that's a good thing.
No, he will not.
But
I'll cut him myself. I will cut him my damn self.
had afforded him to be available there at number 63. I was able to talk to Derek Johnson over the weekend, and he said he saw some of himself in Willie Gay Jr. So we'll see if he can live up to that. The bigger news.
By the way, can I just pause you real quick? Because I saw that clip that you and DJ did together. Excellent job, by the way. I just thought it was so funny that you had your suit on, you had the tie, you had the button down, looking nice, man. And then DJ's doing this thing, leaning back in his car, wasn't he?
Yeah, I texted him and he said, "Hey, can I do this in a parking lot?" And I said, "Sir, if." Leading tackler in Chiefs history. If you want to give me 5 minutes to talk about this player, I mean, you could do it in your underwear and I'll just blur you out. And so he pulled over and then did it in the parking lot, and he was really cool. And it's exciting for arrowheadpride.com because I was able to talk to him afterwards, and he said he's interested in doing more things like that. So,
oh, nice, man. He did a good job. I feel like I could see him getting in and doing some talking stuff, some TV stuff, maybe some radio stuff.
Yeah, he said on the call, and you could find this on the arrowheadpride.com YouTube as well as our draft recap show, that he said he's taking a few years away from football at the moment because he's trying to spend some time with his kids. But he has interest in returning to coaching in the future, so keep that awesome. In mind. The more important thing now, and this is, I think, for more casual Chiefs fans, is Patrick Mahomes' contract. And I asked Clark Hunt about that this weekend.
I really, can't say it's something that's going to happen in the next, 3 months or 6 months. It's a priority for us, and it's also a priority for Patrick's team. So I know it's something that's going to get done in the near term. Anytime that we're talking about a big contract for the Kansas City Chiefs, I'm intimately involved in those conversations with Brett and his cap staff. And I don't want to say we've been talking about this weekly because Brett's been very focused on the draft. As you know, and I know you've spoken to Brett and Andy, a lot of preparation had to go into turning this into a virtual draft, and that was a challenge for everybody. So, Patrick's contract hasn't been a priority here over the last month, but going forward it will be.
Yeah, so, that was an okay answer, but what do you do, Hartzell? If you don't get what you want from mom, you go to dad. So we also We also asked General Manager Brett Veach to weigh in on where the contract stands.
Well, I think, you rely on communication, trust, creativity, dialogue. We have time, and I think the ultimate goals for both camps are the same, and that's to establish a long line of winning here and continue. Certainly the foundation was laid from the day we drafted him. And then going to the AFC Championship game, and the following year, following that up with the Super Bowl win, his goal and his mindset is the exact same mindset that we're in, and that's just to win championships here and create legacies. Pat wants to certainly create his own legacy, and he wants to do that in Kansas City, and we want to establish a long line of winning Super Bowls here.
The key words there for me, and I think all of Kansas City, is that Pat Mahomes wants to get paid, but he also wants to continue to win in Kansas City. So that's a balance. He's due to make, no kidding here, $200 million in a contract at the same time, about $40 million a year.
Those are numbers that just don't make any sense to me. That doesn't even seem real. Like, that's there's one thing to have Monopoly money, and that's, I don't even, like, as much as I love Pat, and I feel like we'd be boys. I feel like in a perfect world, me and Patrick Mahomes are best friends. Maybe even in the real world. We'll see. But when we're talking numbers like that, man.
Probably not.
Thanks, Pete. When we're talking numbers like that, like, we can't even have a conversation anymore. Like, we can't even be in the same room. What am I going to say will Patrick Mahomes ever relate to? Nothing. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Hello, sir. So, how was your overdrafting on Wednesday, huh? Pretty good? Okay. What are we going to talk about?
I'll say this about Mahomes.
Do you like the dollar menu? No, you don't. Of course you don't.
I mean, he's the most famous person maybe in the history of Kansas City already at this point, and he has stayed pretty humble, at least in talking to him, and that's even what his teammates say. I mean, you've seen guys over the years where they'll get a little bit high on themselves and they change their personalities. Mahomes has stayed true to who he is. I do want to talk about the NFL draft as a whole really quickly. Over the three-day event, the NFL had more than 55 million viewers across all media platforms. all to watch Roger Goodell read off the names of the basement. That was a line from Yahoo Sports. The average audience of 8.2 million viewers across all the platforms and digital channels shattered the old mark. And so Andy Reid at the end discussed this at the end of his press conference, and it ended up being the quote of the draft.
And it's been really a pretty smooth thing going here. So hopefully we can get back to it. I think we all want to do that, right? Within being smart and safe, we'd all like to be able to get back and get things back to normal. But, you know, that might take a little bit. And if it does, then we keep pounding it out the best we can do. And we're always going to try to maximize that with a positive attitude. You know, put on the Tommy Bahama and let's go. Why, hey, doggone it. You just feel a little bit better, man.
I love that, man.
You almost feel like he shouldn't be the head coach of the Chiefs, but the president of the United States. Another NFL note, quarterback Jameis Winston is expected to sign with the New Orleans Saints. And that's interesting because he obviously won't start in New Orleans, but Drew Brees has already signed a television contract for after his career. So many people believe he either has 1 or 2 years left. And Jameis, I think, is hoping.
Hold on, he's already signed the contract? He's already got the TV deal done?
Yes, even though he's going to play this year. Unprecedented, yeah.
What? The rich get richer.
And so Jameis Winston, who saw Teddy Bridgewater go to the Carolina Panthers, now is going to back up Drew. And I think Jameis's plan is, let me take a year off from having to be the guy, learn from Drew Brees, he said, because he set the interception record last year, and then become the quarterback of the Saints, hopefully. Not a bad plan. I think sometimes people need the reset, and a lot of NFL quarterbacks is like, no, if I don't start, my career's over. Well, not necessarily true. You know, maybe you can turn it around here. So
didn't Brees go down for a little bit last year too? For a little bit, a couple games.
Yeah, six games. That's why Teddy Bridgewater is now a starter, and he's
sports
in Carolina.
Sports is easy. Sports is easy.
Right. Good memory there by you, Mr. Hearts, Breaking Hearts. Episode 3 of The Last Dance was on last night. 3 and 4 was the Dennis Rodman episodes. The big takeaway that everyone is going to have today is the fact that Rodman mid-season in 97-98. Was able to take a vacation and just go to Las Vegas for 2 or 3 nights. And no one could reach him. And so Michael Jordan had to go to Vegas to get him. And when he knocked on the door to get him, Carmen Electra, who was dating Rodman at the time, was hiding in the hotel room. So Jordan retrieved Rodman. And that's just one of the episodes on The Last Dance, which has become a sports and cultural phenomenon.
And can I just say, Carmen Electra, my girl still got it. Still. That's all I'll say about that.
Hartzell, I only have 2 events on this family show. And so I'm going to read them off to you quickly. Tomorrow at 11 a.m., it's Raising Cane's hashtag Takeout Tuesday benefiting the KC Pet Project. Mention the fundraiser before you order. 15% of sales donated to the KC Pet Project. So that's Raising Cane's locations in OP, Lenexa, Shawnee, Westport, Liberty, Tiffany Springs, Blue Springs, and Belton. Mm. And then here's another thing that you could look forward to tomorrow. At 10 a.m., the Whiteman Air Force Base is going to host a flyover. That happens at 10 a.m. tomorrow. B-2 Spirit Stealth Bomber, 4 T-38 Talons, and 2 A-10 Thunderbolts will be out there. So those are our 2 things to know. I do want to also just mention before we go, Kimberly reached out to us via email.
Yeah, this was so nice. This was awesome.
Had a lot of compliments about the show, but we're burying the lead here. And I'm going to read, and I quote, Pete was so right about La Casa de Papel, also known as Money Heist, on Netflix. I am obsessed with the show so much that it'll be my Halloween costume, assuming we're up and running by then. It's a level of obsession like I had with Game of Thrones, and that is saying something.
I can't believe I'm so lost on this show. I mean, I gotta actually follow through. Apparently, like, who would have thought that we're talking Money Heist in a Spanish language Netflix show would bring in listeners on the KC Morning Show?
Well, you know who would have thought? Maybe our boy Shedwards, who said that another language movie was the movie of the year before it was named the movie of the year. Get in early.
That's what we do. On this KC Morning Show, get your hot takes in early, folks.
I'm going to tell you the directions one more time because Netflix actually they messed this up and I'm going to fix it for them. So when you put on Money Heist, it gives you the English dubbed over first. What you need to do is change it to Spanish so their voice matches their lips, and then you get the English subtitles if you're not Spanish speaking.
That's the next level right there, man. Ooh, did you read a website for that? No. That life hack?
And so, as Kimberly says, and I quote, better late than never, right? I watched the entire series in 4-ish days. That could happen to you. There's not a ton going on. And so you do it again.
I'm a little busy.
My 1-2 of favorite shows that I've ever had when it comes to dramas, because I like some comedies, when it comes to dramas, Breaking Bad and then Money Heist. Give it a try. And that includes you, Hartzell, who disrespects me by just not watching an episode or two. And it hurts me to my core. And that's what I'll leave you with.
And I can do that to you, but I can't do that to Kimberly. I would never do that to you. So thanks for reaching out. What's that email, Pete? If people want to get a hold of us for
God-forsaken reason, we'll talk about whatever you send us because we don't get a ton of emails at this point, and we'll be happy to discuss whatever.
Doesn't really matter what it's about. Doesn't matter the length. You want to send us a voicemail? That works too.
KCMorningShow@gmail.com is the email. She also said in this email she likes every time Hartzell comes in with the bay. And ooh, also Pete saying bienvenidos. And she closes her email saying bienvenidos, Kimberly.
Send her a mug. Can we send her a mug?
I got to get to the post office. I know I owe people some mugs out there, so I'll take care of them soon. I had to get through the NFL draft, but we will get those mugs out there. Maybe we'll send Kimberly a mug, man.
We almost have to at this point.
Yeah, she's enjoying the show. All right, that's all I got for you.
If you are enjoying this here program, where can they find us on the social medias, on the internet? Pete, where can they find us?
Again, email us at kcmorningshow@gmail.com. You can also get us at kcmorningshow on most social media platforms, all except for Instagram, which is the KC Morning Show. And we now have a YouTube channel. And it's no easy link. Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm trying
I emailed YouTube, nothing back yet. You know, yeah. I emailed the entire company. I didn't get anything back.
Yeah, keep contacting them. I'm sure they're going to get back to you really soon. And so you can find it. You can just type in the KC Morning Show. We'll try to throw up a few videos for you every day. But that's it. That's all I got. I'm out. I'm out of things to talk about.
Excellent job. Happy Monday. Let's close it out as we always do. Pete, give me a letter, my friend.
Well, I'm going to say the letter G since I am a real G.
Ooh, ooh. Peter G. Swain, the G stands for a good friend, a dear good friend. I will see you
on Wednesday. The KC Morning Show.
We'll see you in the morning. Pete, say goodbye.
Kimberly, bienvenidos.